Well, John, the delegates are gathering their coats. We had a busy day, and you've just moderated a long sort of wrap-up session, and here I am asking you to wrap up the afternoon. highlights this afternoon?
You're right. We've just done this session, so lots of people have been telling me what was most important for them. Of course, I was focusing on the process, not what they were saying necessarily. I don't know. I mean, a lot more specifics, a lot more practical, which you would anticipate for the end of the day after something like this. So we were talking a little bit about some of the things that some leading organisations have been doing and some of the sort of highlights for them. Some of the things about organisations at the beginning of the journey. I did like the I like the disconnect somehow between one of the participants here who was talking about having to write a 1,000,000-page report, which obviously it didn't fit that neatly with everything we've been talking about in terms of perpetual beta and best fit, and you know, just sort of doing something in small step and socialising it. So I just thought that was an interesting sort of indication of the tension and the balance that some organisations have to face in introducing something very new in something that's still a very old organisation. Just sort of dealing with those issues and challenges in different ways, really. Even if everyone's taking away different actions, different conclusions, what I got a real sense of is a lot of energy, a lot of commitment. There was a real, real buzz in this room. And I just hope that people are successful in taking it away and doing something real with it. And as I was saying at the end there, transforming their organisations into real, vibrant, dynamic, social places. Because I think that's the way that businesses will be successful, and I think it's probably what their workforces deserve as well.
John Ingham, thanks very much.
My pleasure.